With winter closing in, now is the perfect time to be thinking about soup. It's warm, it's nourishing, and it doesn't have to be fancy. I recently spoke with Edward Forrester, executive chef at Buffalo Proper, to learn about his soup philosophy.
I know you were talking about making a mushroom soup, but I'm guessing it's different than the mushroom soup we're used to in the green beans with the onions on top. Do you want to talk about it a little bit?
Sure. Actually, we've been kind of changing the soups a little bit more frequently. Instead of doing them one for the season, we've been doing one for a week, one for 4 days, just depending on what we got that was nice. So we make more puree-style soups, which have just a finer texture with a touch of cream. We just feel that it makes it kind of a rounder mouthfeel and a little bit more exciting to eat. I love like chunky chilies and like composed more rustic style soups when I'm eating at home, but in the restaurant there's just something appealing about a bowl of garnishes.
I've noticed recently that instead of just somebody plopping down a bowl full of soup, now there you get a really beautiful presentation and the liquid is poured on top. What's that all about?
I've done everything in a restaurant, and walking to a table with a bowl of soup and just feeling terrible that, you know, these guys spend however long, very long time in a very thoughtful process making it look nice. And if you, you know, have to stop short because a guest is in front of you or what have walk upstairs, whatever comes up in a restaurant, you're going to kind of slosh it all over the rim of the bowl. It's not going to be as pretty. And also, I like to do texture changes throughout soup. Be it like a maltose or like a gelatin, because the gelatin will melt with the hot soup, so the soup actually changes. So it's a different experience or a different appetizer from start to finish.
So almost every mouthful you get a little bit of something different in each one.
Yeah, that's the goal, is to kind of take like a roller coaster ride. You know, there's a buildup, and then there's a whoosh of excitement, and then there's still like little twists and turns along.
So, with cold weather coming on, what sort of soups are you in the mood for?
French onion soup is my favorite soup in all of the land, with the brown flour, sherry, braised oxtail, richly caramelized onions, and that rich kind of veal stock is, like, my mouth is watering thinking about it. I'm probably going to make it this weekend. That's got to be the go-to. And I know it's a Western New York favorite, so people really, really cling to that and love it.
Do you serve it with a big soggy piece of bread in it, too?
I think you have to find, yeah, great bread, maybe some little like raw milk style Emmental that has a little bit grassier, but yeah, just lots of picked thyme leaves so that you still have like that freshness, and maybe just a touch of raw sherry at the end, because just a glass of sherry with anything is pretty beautiful.
And what are you working on today, soup-wise?
So we're doing the mushroom soup, and we have some black walnuts and black walnut shells, so we're going to smoke some fresh cheese over walnut shells, and then we're working on an idea for the next week that'll have pumpkin with like a spicy yuzu-kosho element, some kind of like pumpkin spice, if you will. It's like a lighter, like a little powder of pumpkin seed spice as well. Kind of the play on the pumpkin spice with the lattes that everyone's loves in fall. And then come winter, celery root soup with a little winter truffle is great. It's a great time of year for soup. Even summer, you can find great flavors if you kind of stick to what's nice.
What's a good soup that somebody can make easily at home?
Potato leek. Anything that's below the ground is great for winter. So potatoes are being picked right now, and our farmers are going to store them for, you know, the next month or two. So potatoes and leeks are coming out of the ground. If you just kind of cook the two of them together, maybe the leeks first with a bit of garlic, add the potatoes, boil them until the potatoes are just tender. I prefer to use a mix of russet and Yukon Gold potatoes so that it's not overly starchy or sticky. And just a bit of cream. That's always a great, great winter go-to. We do things that are a little bit fancier in the restaurant because we have the availability to, and we want to feature it for people, but in no way do I all the time go super fancy at home. There's just something great about having the comforting kind of sensation.
How many man hours do you think go into like your basic bowl of soup here at Buffalo Proper?
Well, our soup, the actual soup base from start to finish takes approximately 3 hours. Some of the garnishes just get a little weird. You know, we have cured egg yolks, which take 3.5 weeks to make. You know, we have probably a crispy testa or like pig head crouton that we're going to use. That braises for 16 hours, and then picking, setting, breading. That's another 45 minutes. So, yeah, we spend a lot of time on soup because it's one of my more favorite and more prideful dishes to serve.
So it's more than just cracking open a can of Campbell's and plopping it into a pan.
At home, I'm a big fan of the grilled cheese and canned tomato soup. So there's nothing to look down upon on that. But it's also a great, wonderful like autumnal winter go-to.
Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to trying your soup.
Cheers. Thank you much.
There you have it. Stop in at Buffalo Proper to sample the ever-changing selections or create your own with fresh in-season ingredients. Then get cozy on a cold Western New York evening with a warming bowl full of soup. For WBFO, I'm Wendy Guild-Swearingen.